Shalom Aleichem, Moedim L'Simcha, Good Moed, Rabbi Kovacs here, and for Erev Shmini Atzeret, Mishneh Yomi is holding in Chapter 8. We are starting Chapter 8 in Bava Metzia. Hashoel Etzapara, somebody borrows a cow. Not only did he borrow the cow, V'shal Ba'aleha Ima, he also borrowed the owner of the cow, meaning he asked the owner of the cow to come and work with him. Osachar Ba'aleha Ima, or he rented the owner, meaning he says, listen, I'll pay you to come work with me. So the cow is borrowed, and the owner is being paid to come work. And Shaul et Abaylim, O Sacharon, or he had already asked the owner to come work, or hired him to come work. La'achar kach, then afterwards, Shaul et Aparo, afterwards he borrowed the cow, Umeta, and the cow passed away, even if, you know, the cow was stolen or lost. Putter, the borrower of the cow, does not pay, shenemar, because the Torah says, and this is in Shemot, Exodus chapter 22, im ba'alav imo lo yeshalem. If the owner of the animal is with him, with the borrower does not pay. Now, we mentioned a couple days ago in chapter 7, Mishnah 8, that the borrower is typically on the hook, is liable for anything that happens, whether the animal drops dead or gets sick or gets stolen or gets lost. Even if it's something that's really considered unavoidable, the borrower is typically always going to pay. But this is the exception to that rule. And in the Gemara, they explain that even if the owner of the cow is not literally working in the same field alongside the cow, but he's maybe working on the next field over, as long as he is employed by the borrower of the animal is potter. But the Mishnah does note, aval, but, shalat apar, if he first borrows the cow, acher kach, then only afterwards, shalat abaylim, o sacharan, then afterwards he borrows the owner or hires the owner, umeta, and the cow dies, chayev. He would have to pay. Shneamar ba'alav ein imo shalom yeshalom. If the owner is not working for him, for the borrower must certainly pay. Meaning at the time of borrowing the animal is the critical juncture in halacha. If at the time the animal is borrowed, the owner is coming to work for him or is already working for him, then the borrower is off the hook. Now Mishnah Bet gets into some doubtful situations that arise in this halacha. Shoal et Apara, someone borrowed the cow, shoal chatzi hayom, but he borrowed it for half the day, uschara chatzi yom, and he rented it for half the day. It was one of these deals that, you know, the cow rental dealership, they said, listen, if you rent for half a day, we'll throw in a borrowing half a day free. Or Sha'ola Hayom Schara Lemachar. He borrowed it today, and the contract says he's renting it tomorrow. So it's rent one day, get one day, borrowing free. Or Sachar Achat Shal Achat Meta. Or he rented one cow and borrowed a different cow, and one of them died. So now we got to resolve what actually happened here. When did the death happen, or to which animal? Hamashil Omer, the lender, he says, Sha'ula Meta. It was that borrowed cow is the one who died, meaning the borrower will be fully on the hook. The lender is not working for him at this time. Or Bayom Shahaita Shula Meta, at the day that it was borrowed, not the day of rental, that's when it died. Or Bishah Shahaita Shula Meta, you know, in the morning when it was during the borrowing period, not during the afternoon when it was rented, that's when it died. Halo Omer, and the borrower slash renter, he says, Eini Yadeya, I'm really not sure. I'm not sure when or where or which para. Chayev. So he has to pay. So really, if he could make a shavua, the Gemara explains, and the partner here brings it, if he could make a shavua, an oath, that it was certainly not during the borrowing period, but the rental period, if he could make that shavua, he would be off the hook. He would be putter from paying. But because he says eini yodeya, he doesn't know, he certainly can't make a shavua. You can't make a shavua eini yodeya. You can't make an oath that you don't know something and get off the hook for paying for it. So because he cannot make the shavua, he does have to pay. Now, what about if he does know? That's the next case. The Mishnah, Hasocher, the renter, and he's also a borrower. Omer, he says, Sechura Meta. It definitely died the rented cow, not the borrowed one. Or Biyom Shahaita Sechura Meta. It was on the day of the rental, not the day of borrowing, that it died. Or Bisho Shahaita Sechura Meta. It was during the time period when it was rented. That's when it died. So he would be off the hook because he's a rented animal, not a borrowed animal. Hala Omer, and the lender says, Eini Yodeya. He doesn't know for sure. Then Putter. Then the renter slash borrower is exempt from paying. And in this case, he doesn't even have to make a shvua to that effect. Finally, the Mishnah adds, Zayomer Sheula, the owner of the cow says it was definitely the borrowed cow that died, so the borrower would definitely have to pay. And Zayomer Sechura, and he says, no, it was definitely the rental cow that died, so he should not have to pay. Yeshava Hasocher Shesechura Meta. So the renter needs to take an oath that it was the rental cow that died. And if he can do so with definitiveness, then he is off the hook from paying. Zeomer Ein Yodea, Zeomer Ein Yodea, they both say, you know, we're really not sure. We rented a cow, we borrowed a cow, one of them's dead, and we don't know which one's which. Yachloku, they would actually divide the value of the cow. So the borrower slash lender would be paying for half of the cow, and the owner would have to absorb the loss of half the cow. Yashar kochachem, all of your cows should be in good health. So too your family and everything that's shaykh to you. Tizkulu mitzvot, chag sameach.